What's the game-changing realization that helped you build a high-performing team? That question is at the center of every episode of the HR Impact Show. Every HR professional wants to build a team that has empowered managers, engaged employees, and an organization that's striving to become elite. The challenge is that you're often told to do more with less. We're going to fix that. Every week, we will feature executive and senior HR leaders from across the country, and they will share with us their actionable insights and best practices that's going to help empower you to create an engaged, elite workforce. Here's the show.
Hey, everybody. This is your friendly neighborhood talent strategy nerd, Dr. Jim, joining you live from HR Transform at the Wynn Resort in Las Vegas. And today I have Tammy Rosen hanging out with us. She is the CHRO, Chief People Officer of Pagaya. So Tammy, thanks for hanging out. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, I'm super pumped to have this quick hitter conversation. We're going to be busting some myths. But before we get into the myth busting part of the conversation, sure, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about the work that you do and what you're involved with at Pagaya?
Absolutely. So I am the Chief People Officer of Pagaya, and I was the first C-suite hired 3 years ago. And Pagaya is a B2B2C financial technology company that actually helps to give more financial opportunities to more people more often. And we do this through innovating in our AI and data. And we have a network of banks and fintechs that we partner with from the lending side. And then we couple that with partners on the investor side to make it all happen.
That sounds super interesting. I think if we had more time, we could probably dig into that a little bit more, because whenever I hear banking, finance, and AI, I automatically have some negative things that pop up that I think are worth talking about in a different conversation. Sure. But it's really cool work that you're doing. You ready to bust some myths?
Sure.
All right. A lot of the conversations that we're having throughout this week with senior and executive people leaders in HR has to do with leadership and HR myths that you just wish would die. So what's yours?
The one I wish would die is that if you build great products and services, people will come. And I call this the Field of Dreams strategy. Yeah. So obviously from the movie. And why I say that is because people really believe that people will just join companies because of the amazing products and services. But without people, you don't have those products and services. So I want to debunk that myth, because if you get your people strategy aligned with your business strategy and you bring the right people to bear with the right diversity of interests, skills, and thoughts, you're going to see a much more high-performing team, which then means that not only will they come to the company because they're going to be driven by the mission and what you're doing, but then they're going to stay, they're going to advocate, they're going to do great work, and they're going to have greater impact over time.
There is a lot there that I can dig into, but I want to call out a couple of things and get a little bit more feedback from you. I totally agree with you on the product emphasis. I think that's misguided, and I'm a go-to-market guy, so I totally get that. I think you should be obsessive about the problem that you solve. But you mentioned something that was interesting, and that was mission and leading with mission as a way to really accelerate the organization and get people connected. Tell us a little bit more about why mission alignment is so critical.
So critical, because if people are driven intrinsically by what you're trying to achieve, like we are at Pagaya, giving more loans to more people that are getting passed by, you're going to put your heart and soul into that effort. And you're going to really try to achieve that through all the different resources you have and all the different experiences people bring to bear. And if people are driven by some of the extrinsic things, they're only going to be willing to meet that next threshold or that next milestone, and they're not really going to be in it for the long term. So when people care deeply about what you're trying to achieve, they're willing to go to the moon to get it done, right? Like, they're willing to do anything.
Totally appreciate that, and especially the extrinsic versus intrinsic value and motivation piece of the conversation is really important. The better job leaders can do when it comes to aligning purpose, each employee in the organization, the more effective you'll be in building a high-performance team. So appreciate you sharing that bit of insight. I know we're just scratching the surface of this.
Totally.
If people want to continue the conversation, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Use LinkedIn, or you can email me at tammy.rosen@pagaya.com.
Awesome stuff. Appreciate you hanging out. And we'll have more coming to you live from Transform.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the HR Impact Show. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find the community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact.
Tune in next time, where we'll have another guest who's going to share with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.